Yeah, I did have something. I do have something that I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? Let's write it down.
Do you think that we're comedians?
I'm not a comedian. I don't believe I'm a comedian at all.
Like, do you think that maybe I should start it like this?
Nor do I think Don is a comedian.
Okay, well, all right. Well, you're just, why don't we just end the subject now?
Done. Answer. No. Next topic.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Making time.
Shooting the line. The people to believe. But do you think in general, like people that do morning shows, like let's say a Howard Stern quality, do you think that he's a comedian?
I think he has a comedic mind. I don't think he's a comedian though.
Okay, so you know, like the blog, the video blog that Seinfeld does. Have you seen that? Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, Seinfeld was on Stern recently and was talking about that. And you know, he had Alec Baldwin on. Alec Baldwin's not a.
See, I considered Alec Baldwin to be an actor, but he's really good on Saturday Night Live. So he's comedic acting. I think.
Well,
is
I mean,
very,
and 30
strong.
Rock.
But
does he's a comedic, great on 30 Rock.
But does comedic acting? Translate into being a comedian.
No, I think comedian, I think stand-up.
Right, but I think some people would take offense to that unless you call it a stand-up comedian.
So would you consider people on the radio that are funny to be comedians?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't either because I would have to say unless I would assume stand-up comedian when you say comedian.
Now, do you consider yourself a comedian?
Not any longer, no.
Former I'm failed
not.
Comedian.
Like Chris Farley's not a stand-up, but he's one of the funniest people,
but
I think.
But did he ever do stand-up? I don't
no.
know. Because a lot of people did stand up that you don't know did stand up.
No, I don't think he ever did stand
up. Yeah, but I think a lot of them did stand up so that they could say that they're a comedian. You see what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what? You want to make some money?
Or how else in general do you start, though? I mean, it's not like you're just going to walk into a radio station and be like, hi, I want to be your morning guy. You have to have some kind of name for yourself.
Yeah, but not a lot of people do.
I was using radio because we just talked about it, but otherwise, I mean, even TV, it's not like you're just going to walk and be like, I'm really funny, I should be on your show.
Yeah, but you can start somewhere at the bottom and work your way up and then start talking more and more and more, and next thing you know, you're doing the morning
show. Right, but stand-up's the kind of thing that you don't need to do more than try to be prepared and comfortable and show up for open mics. And eventually, if you're good, you'll get more work.
Well, that was leading me to the fact that maybe we should be comedians. What do you think?
I have no interest in that.
Maybe we should do a comedy show where all three of us have to do at least 5 minutes of stand-up.
That would go so bad for you guys.
Yeah.
Actually, Jeremy pulled off. Don, I don't...
I would hate it.
What the hell do you mean?
I would absolutely hate it.
Because Jeremy's done like parodies of comedians. So he's done Dr. Johnny Laughs.
Intentionally bad
But
stand-up.
He actually put together a very good set that was very...
And you don't think I could do that?
I think you would... I don't think you know how to put together a set that would be a consistent.
I love how comedians are egotistical.
But, I mean, you're very funny, but I think you're not, I don't think you could put together a set.
Ladies and gentlemen, this sounds like a challenge.
This is my last episode.
All right.
Good night. Good night.
It's Radio for Winners with Tony, Jeremy, and Don the comedian. And I just think it's
Don's
very,
no longer part of the show.
He's a guest comedian.
I think it's very tough to go on stage and put together a set, even if you're funny out in person.
And let me preface it with, I don't think that I'm a comedian. That's not what I was trying to say.
Oh, you think you're a comedian.
No, I don't. No. No, I think that I'm funny and I can be funny, but I think a lot of people can be funny. But I don't think that I'm a comedian. I just I sort of brainstorming about that the other day, like the differences, the nuances. Like, do you think that you're a comedian? And yes, I think that you are a comedian. Whether I don't think you can retire from comedy.
I would agree with that.
So you're a comedian.
Yeah. But I don't think people that are funny off stage are necessarily funny on stage.
And not all people who are funny on
Doesn't
stage
really
are funny
translate.
Off stage.
Well, yeah, yeah.
There's like Tony, not funny at all off stage.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just kind of sad and weird.
But see, yeah, I think the term comedian needs to be opened up and used more. It's not stand-up comedian. It's just comedian. You make people laugh. You're funny.
Yeah, see, I don't agree with that. I think
Will comedian, Ferrell's Will Ferrell's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor and an improver.
He's just a funny actor.
Yes, but I wouldn't
not
consider
a comedian.
Him a comedian. I would not consider him a comedian. Well, see, then it gets weird because he does improv, and I consider improv to be, I consider those guys to be comedians.
What about like authors like Dave Barry?
Dave Barry, See, I wouldn't consider him a comedian. I just consider him
so
an
if
author.
You perform
a humorist.
If
humorist.
You perform comedy,
which I can't stand
if you write comedy,
really
humorist.
So wait a minute. If you perform comedy and you write comedy, not a comedian. But if you go to the Laugh Factory,
Edgar's Chucklehut.
Yeah,
I have a very narrow view.
Urethra.
Actually, his is very wide.
I have a very narrow view.
Drive a Buick through it.
Of what I commit, what I consider a comedian. I consider a comedian someone who does comedy on stage, but informed jokes or storytelling, not of just acting. There's comedic actors, and then there's comedians, and then you have people like us.
Failures.
Now,
bottom feeders.
I think Don could do stand up. I think Don.
No, you didn't.
Could,
you 2 seconds ago, you said, "Yeah, I don't think you have the talent to do." No, I really don't think you're funny on this podcast. And I really wanted to take a second to tell you, you're no longer on the show.
This Your is, mic has been off for 3 weeks.
Hey, folks, this is Radio for Winners with Tony and Jeremy. Don's not with us any longer.
You hear in the background, "I'm here."
If
I'm
you
here
do. If you do want to listen to him, you can follow him on Twitter. Don RFW. I'm sure he's got the change act.
Oh, no, now it's Podcast Don.
No, it's Donnie Podcast. I thought that was better because I added the IE on there. So it's a little bit.
But it's still at RFW Don.
Yeah, Don RFW. Yeah, but yeah. But anyway, you were paying me a compliment after you just insulted me 4 minutes ago.
Well, no, I think you could do stand-by. I just think if you got on stage your first time, it would probably be bad.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Isn't everybody's first time?
Absolutely.
Bad? So then what's the difference?
The difference is the people
is that,
that
yours is going to be really bad.
There's people that are really...
You will move and change your name.
There are people that are really, really funny in person, then they get on stage and they try to translate what they do off the stage onto the stage and it doesn't work out. Because it just doesn't have the same context. And then there's people that take jokes on the stage. And those people, even if they have a bad set, have that mindset of, I'm doing jokes. I'm not just being funny. Mm. I think you could do jokes. I've never really seen you do jokes, though. You're more of like just, I don't know, you're a funny person off stage. So I don't know. I'd have to actually see you on stage. But I think it would take you several attempts to actually get down into the mindset of doing stand-up comedy.
Mm. Do you think you could write... 20 minutes, that's a lot, but 10 minutes
good
of
Lord.
Of usable jokes. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can, but I would do it and I'd feel like I don't like any of it.
I probably could, but it would take me, if you said to me, hey, we're going to go to Bob's Chuckle Hut this weekend and you need to write 20 minutes of material.
Well, 20 minutes is long, 10 minutes to go 10.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would take me a little while to come up with some material. I don't think I could have it done in a week.
Okay. Well, I know I couldn't. I never really tried stand-up, but when you were doing stand-up all the time, Tony, and I would go to a lot of open mics, you know, there were times where I was like, maybe I should, and I would like spend 5 minutes trying to work on something. I was like, I have not one thing to say. I have nothing to say that people would find funny. You know, maybe that's what you need. You need to not care if people find whatever you're doing is funny. In the same way, I'd say music's similar in that you shouldn't care if everyone likes what you're doing
this
as long as you like what you're
really
doing.
This went a really serious direction that I fully did not intend this whole conversation to go. Don not being funny. Don
right,
no longer on the show. Don cannot write comedy.
Let's go to the next topic then. Abortion.
I'm sure the next topic has something to do with a tough mutter or something. But I was just kind of curious if you see... You know, people like that on radio as comedians. I'm not saying that we are comedians. I'm just saying, do you see that? So I see that you're very serious about it. You have a very big line. You know, Will Ferrell, who probably is worth $150 million, not a comedian.
Yeah, but neither's Tom Cruise. He's worth a lot of money, too.
Well, Tom Cruise is not funny.
But see, I would
I
say,
see,
well,
but he's done funny roles.
What roles has he done that's funny?
What was the movie where they're like, it's the
How
fake guys going to Vietnam?
Tom Cruise.
And he's like the boss that he comes on the screen for 5 seconds. He's funny in that.
That's 5 seconds.
I'm telling you, it's 5 seconds of fun.
When Will Ferrell does an entire movie of Ron Burgundy, funny.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't funny. I'm just saying comedian, I think
stand-up
comedian.
John C. Reilly?
Funny.
Funny.
But I think he would consider himself a comedic actor.
And
a serious actor.
Again, you put the word comedic and then actor. That's just comedian, not... No, I get it. I understand.
All right.
Let's talk about Tough Mutters.
Personal taste. Personal
and
taste.
Abortion. Tough Mutters and abortion.
Well, updates from last week.
It's a very serious
episode. Yeah. You didn't listen to the show yet from last week. We recorded it, but...
I mean, I was here.
He was going to edit in the commentary from
I missed that. I did.
And...
Because, yeah.
Well, he didn't have it. We asked during the show, hey, do you have the audio? And he didn't have it with him,
I think,
which would have been useful.
Purposefully, too, by the way.
I believe so.
You know, I didn't really feel like what Muma said was really that.
Oh, I wasn't offended by it. At first, let me rephrase that. I started out and I was like, man, what the hell? But then I thought about it, and I can't say he's wrong, necessarily. I can't say that if I was John Muma, I would have thought, man, Jeremy really impressed me today. I would have thought, wow, I would have guessed Jeremy was going to die today, and he didn't die, so I'll give him credit for that. But I don't think I would have given myself a lot of a big pat on the back for doing a 5.5-hour Tough Mudder when everyone else finished it in 3.5 to 4. So I do understand that. And the second one I would take offense to, because I think I did the second one pretty well. I was not in the same realm as everybody else on the team except for D-Wayne, but we finished it.
Do you feel like you trained for that one? I feel like I trained less for that one.
I trained more for the second one. That was the one with all the, it was on the ski slopes in Virginia. But I wasn't ready for the hills at all. I mean, the obstacles I blew through no problem for the most part. But the hills were nonstop. So it was like after the 5th mile, the one that was just going up an entire Black Diamond Hill, I was just done. I mean, I was going to finish it, but if I didn't have the other people on the team that were with me, which at that point was what? Me, you, Senny, Marty, and D-Wayne, I would have just walked off the mountain. They had climb, passed to the side, I would have been done.
A Black Diamond Hill?
Yeah it sucked. And it was nonstop. It was the biggest hill I've ever seen. And it's like it kept bending. So at first you're like, oh, we made it to the top of the hill. And you look, and there's twice the amount of hill going up. And then you get to the top of that, and you turn, and there's even more hill. And you're like, oh, my God, this is
miserable.
You're
going to run up that?
Well, no, even the biggest people weren't running by the first top of the first rounding hill. Everyone was kind of just trudging forward angrily. But I mean, I got to the point where if I didn't have everyone else with me, I would have just quit. And I know that. I know I didn't train enough, but I definitely trained more than I did for the first one. So I can understand Muma believing that I have absolutely no business running a Tough Mudder, because I can't say he was necessarily wrong.
Yeah, so before the audio, though, like when I was just talking about it, it sounded like you were very offended by it.
Even hearing it, I was like, man. But then I was like, still was like, but he's not wrong. And if you use that as the hardest thing that I would ever accomplish, using that as 10 Jeremys, being the scale of 1 to 10 Jeremys, the Tough Mudder being 10 Jeremys,
I do find that fun.
Making the other one 4 Jeremys or 5 Jeremys means that I would probably finish the Savage Race in a non-embarrassing fashion. So I'll give him that. It's probably right. But that said, after getting mad for a second and then realizing there's no reason to be mad because he's not wrong, I instead decided that I have to make this work this time. I'm doing this, the Savage Race thing or whatever it is.
You're doing another Humster Run.
Whatever. What's the thing you were talking about?
We're doing the Humster Run.
What's the name of that other one?
The Humster Run?
What's the one that you're talking about?
We're doing Ruckus.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is better than the Humster Run.
Yeah, it's a
pretty.
So
we're going to do the Ruckus Run in
the hell are we talking about?
In late September, we're doing an obstacle race. It's only 5K, Don, so you got to do it.
If you're around, I'm definitely doing this. And then I have my company is doing a Tough Mudder in October that
why
I have
is it
to do.
Where is this in Richmond?
It's in Manassas.
It's close.
Ah, Manassas. So it's gorgeous there.
So anyway, I figure I'm going to use the Ruckus as the measuring stick to how badly I've trained or how good I've trained. So for the Tough Mudder that I have to do. I have no way around it.
Tony, on a scale of Jeremy's, the Ruckus Run, how what
the
would
the scale
we
of Jeremy's for comedy. Jeremy's a 1.
No, I haven't done the Ruckus yet. I hear pretty good reviews. I heard it's a little bit harder than a Warrior Dash type run, so I would say it's probably on a scale of Jeremy's. It's probably only like a 3 Jeremy.
See, I like that.
Now, do you get a medal?
I believe you do.
Can I wear it on? Like, do I get a patch to put on my backpack?
You get that. You get
oh, man, I'm on my bomber jacket.
You get free Ruckus fried chicken.
Whoa. Do you get a beer, though? Or just free? Wait, you get fried chicken at the end of it?
Ruckus beer? No, I'm just making no sense.
Oh, I was like, that's ridiculous. I mean, beer I get.
Darius Rutger is also going to be there.
They do a lot of barbecue at the end of these things, which is worth doing for just for the barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I know before you heard the audio of John, you were kind of like offended by it, and you kind of kick-started your exercise.
I was
program.
A little offended by it, but it was more that you didn't have it, so I assumed it was far worse than it was actually going to come out. Like, I thought he was just going to totally tear into what a lazy piece of crap I am, which, again, can't deny it for the most part, especially the third one. The third one, I guarantee I looked absolutely terrible. If you remember the third one, I was sick anyway, but I paid for it, so I went the one in the Poconos, and so I skipped probably 75% of the obstacles and just ran along the side of everybody else. So I can't say he was wrong, but yeah, so it's also motivated me to continue my crappy training that I started this
week.
You're
the best.
For the Ruckus.
And what is, the training plan?
So it's the P90X, except I'm not doing the yoga day.
I'm doing P45.
The yoga day is every Wednesday and I attempted yoga again for the first time on the DVD, and I hate it. I hate everything about it. It's slow. It's really long. I can't bend anyway, which means I probably should do it, but it was awful. I hate it. I don't feel like I'm actually getting anything accomplished.
Do you do it naked?
Well, I do everything naked, Don.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
You don't want to get anything in the way.
That's what I'm saying.
I wear a really tidy thong.
I'm just thinking,
so that my dongly bits don't get in the way.
Maybe to make the yoga a little bit more entertaining. Maybe to keep you engaging. Maybe do it naked.
Oh. I just got a visual of that.
When I got really good, my balls hit the back of my neck.
Hey, have you met the new neighbors yet? He's doing naked yoga on the deck.
Can you picture
the
smell of that basement after 90 minutes of Jeremy yoga?
Naked yoga.
Naked yoga. After not showering for a week.
Honey, I just went downstairs. I slipped on the linoleum.
I slipped on the carpet.
Why does it smell like Munster cheese in here?
So, I'm not going to do the yoga disc anymore. Instead, I'm just going to run on Wednesdays and I run on Saturdays. But I do the rest of the workout as intended.
How far do you
intended.
Run?
Well, the first I haven't run since last time I attempted to train. So what, 2 years? And so this first time, this is my new house. I don't know how big and how long any of the trails are or any of the areas around. So
you
I ran.
Look at the map?
Well, I mean, I could look, but it's still not. It doesn't matter. I ran around what essentially I thought was going to be about 2 miles, but it was a mile and a half. So I know exactly how much it is now from my house to do this loop back to my house.
I can't run long distances.
So, well, I wasn't able to run the full way.
Not long distance.
That's for me, it is. I just can't.
I like that you're laughing, but yeah, when we started training for the first one, and I both made it 0.1 miles and I had to stop and sit down.
You were faster than I was.
Do
you run nonstop mile and a half?
No. Not yet. Not for this. I was able to run about 2 miles max when we got
without stopping. Yeah, I can't do that. I've never been able to do
You'll be able to do it.
I've never been able to do it.
You'd be surprised. If you just got out and try to run 3 times
a week. If you run and make landmarks for yourself.
Let me give you a little insight into, I'm going to take you a little bit way back.
Yeah, I want to.
Let me take you way back. High school, all right?
Don Shinneman's time machine.
1990 something, right? I go out for the track team. I decide that I'm going to be a pole vaulter, right? So now we just ruined all the equipment because
Tony just spit fruit water everywhere.
Well, we had a very good pole vaulting team, and the pole vaulting team, they all graduated. So there was all these openings on the pole vault team, right? So there was no JV track team. There was you were varsity, so you got your letter just by being on the track team. So first off, pole vaulting didn't work out very well for me because one time I went all the way up. And then went all the way back. And I didn't let go of the pole.
So you just look like a crazy person.
Yeah, so I go up, and I'm holding on to the pole, and I go back, and I land on the concrete that you're, running on. So it's I'm ow, that hurts. I cleared the bar officially one time. It was the greatest feeling ever. I think the bar was set at 3.5 feet.
It was. But I think the bar was on the ground.
I was doing it. I was over the long
limbo stage.
I was over the long jump section. I was doing it with a pole vault. But anyway, I ran track. I actually did run track. Sprinting, I was very, very good at. But there was a race that we ran. We needed extra points, and there was nobody running the 2.5 mile race. So I went in and ran the 2.5 mile race. Well, after being lapped 4 times by the lead group of people, my coach is walking next to me in the infield, and he's like, "Don, hey, look, we really appreciate you you getting us the points, but you can actually get off the track now. You'll be fine." And I said, "Well, no, coach, I gotta finish this for me." He's like, "Yeah, no.
You'll actually get negative.
You're actually holding up the next race. So if you could actually get off of the track, we would really, really appreciate it." So I can't run long distances. I've never been able to do it.
Wow. Did you ever really train for it, though?
I was in track.
doing sprints, that's different, though. Because I don't run as fast as I can for a mile. I'd never make it.
I've never been able to find a way to breathe properly and be able to run long distances. I've never been able to do it.
You could do it. You just got to go slow at first.
Wow. Who would have ever thought Tony's giving me advice?
I know.
Fitness. That's kind of sad. Hey, you can do it.
Just believe in yourself. Hey, one more thing on the pre-tape segment from last time. Do you think that John has actually listened to this version of Radio for Winners?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Because he was going on about, if this ever become, I know he's joking, but if he's like, if this ever becomes something, I get royalties. But if he ever listened to it, he'd know that's never going to happen. So I got that.
Because we're not comedians.
One third comedian.
And I'm not on the show anymore.
One note from the race last week. I think I injured my shoulder. Actually, I'm not sure exactly where the injury is, so I may need your guys' help in deciding that. But
I've got some pain in my my lower ass cheek area, but I think that's my shoulder.
I don't know. Like, I think it happened when I was trying to go up this like half pipe and I fell, and I think that's where it happened. That's the only time I fell, so I think that's where the injury occurred. But basically, my neck is okay. I can move my neck around. I get fine. If I do like any kind of like pull up kind of stuff, where I take a Dunbar and I do like a pull up, so that
a
way
a Dunbar.
A dumbbell, sorry.
A Dunbar.
I get a pain.
Like, if I go to rob a bank and Dunbar Security's out there and I go to lift one of those up.
I get a pain between my shoulder and my, like, right here. Is that my shoulder? What is this?
Could be your collarbone.
Like, my collarbone.
Your shoulder blade. Your shoulder blade area. Well,
you know what you should go see? A doctor.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I have two big races coming up this year. And I need to train for it because they're like
you should go to a doctor.
They're very hard.
So, wait, do me a favor.
I'm telling you this as someone who never goes to the doctor when they need to. You should go to the doctor.
Hold on, real fast. When you pick up a dumbbell,
yeah, a Dunbar,
it hurts.
Yeah,
but when you do this, it doesn't hurt. Yeah. No, it's fine.
It hurts so good.
I don't see. It's my left shoulder. It's not my right. Unless I want to, no,
you don't fluctuate.
No, I never change up. But yeah, so I need to exercise.
You know what? Not doing a whole show on that again.
Another thing from last week that I got a lot of crap for was the sandbell.
Oh yeah, yeah. How did that? How did that sandbell go for you?
The sandbell.
Remember well, he made. He talked about it at the end of last. Well, actually,
the happy face.
Yes.
The happy face Mylar balloon
that he filled with sand.
That he filled with sand.
That he got from another bag of sand.
He wanted a sandbag. He took the sand from a bag. Put it into a Mylar balloon
because it was enough sand, and put tape all over it.
Decided to use that.
So how'd that go for you? How many miles you run with that?
I went for a run on Wednesday, just a few days after the Savage race, and I couldn't use my. I didn't want to put on my left shoulder because of the injury, so I put on my right shoulder and I ran with it that way the entire time.
By the way, did the balloon say "Don't worry, be happy"? Because that would make it.
No. But I made it about.
It was a Care Bears balloon.
I made about 75 feet into the trail when I realized this was a horrible idea. Because.
Now, us telling you that, not a horrible
idea. We don't
know
what we're talking about.
No.
We're not comedians or professionals.
I decided to slow it down, keep the sandbag on. I kept running. People were walking by, and they're like, what?
Did you call it a sandbell earlier?
It's actually called a sandbell. Pancake type thing. Right. So I had that. And then as I'm running, people are like walking by, and they're like, wow, this guy's hardcore, but clearly.
I'm sure that's not what they were thinking.
No, I'm sure
they were like, that guy's hardcore with this crazy balloon with tape all over it.
Nah, so it's fine.
And hey, then, look at what the bus dropped off on the trail.
And then
we should call his handlers.
And then I got to this rocky hill, and I'm like, well, I'm going to toss the bag up and then run up, get the bag, toss it again, uphill, run, get it. You know, I think I'm getting
Are
a full...
Are you kidding me?
I'm getting a full
this
body workout
This is a balloon you
way.
Filled
this
with sand.
This is a Mylar balloon filled with sand.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that's a full body workout. I'm working the arms, everything by throwing this uphill. Then,
God,
then
I really wish
we
could follow him with a camera.
So then... but I didn't.
But not in the mornings.
No.
What I didn't take into account is that there's rocks that the Mylar balloon is landing on. So about after the third throw, when I pulled up the sandbag off the ground, sand started pouring out of the sandbag.
Now, did you decide at that point to just empty the sand out and throw the bag away or put it in your pocket?
No, I kept throwing it a little bit more, and then it just kept pouring out more, and then people were walking by, and that. That felt embarrassing. That was kind of embarrassing.
Hi! Throwing. How are you?
Because then I went from like looking like a guy
so
who
do
was...
you know that your sandbag is leaking?
Hi!
Because it wasn't just...
Is
that a balloon filled with sand?
It wasn't just leaking.
I love rocks!
It was pouring out at that point.
I'm training. I'm training.
I run.
I have big race.
I run far.
So I went from looking like a guy who was a hardcore fitness douche to looking like a guy who was mentally ill.
I don't think it was that big of a change. I think it was a guy who was mentally ill with a balloon full of sand to a guy who was mentally ill looking with a balloon empty of sand.
So then what I did is I finally just decided to abandon the sandbag and just finish the run. Then I came back.
But now, did you litter? Did you leave the balloon
out
there?
No, I thought about doing that.
So you ran the rest of the race, or you ran the rest of your little practice with a Mylar balloon?
Well, no, I ran without the bag, then on the way back, I picked up the bag.
Why didn't you just empty the sand out and put the balloon in your pocket? It's a balloon. It'll crush down to nothing.
It's still too big. It's too big to pick up.
It was a 20-foot balloon.
It was 20 feet.
It was a blimp.
It was, you know them hot air balloons?
Wait, no, there's a lot of tape.
It was a hot air balloon full of sand.
It was one of those, like, wiggly worms they have outside of the car dealership. I filled it with sand, and I've had it on my shoulder.
It was completely duct taped, so it had a lot of tape around it. It wasn't just something that was, you know.
You couldn't just buy regular weights.
Or just even use the original bag of sand, like we said before.
I thought about that afterwards, and I probably should have, but I didn't do it.
Man, Don's not funny. He's not a comedian, but he sure has good ideas. I should have used the original bag of sand.
The original two-pound bag of sand. Make another two-pound bag of sand.
You know, when you look at that bag of sand, it's a little bit more of a thicker plastic than what a Mylar balloon is. You know, something you fill with helium and it floats. Because you probably don't throw balloons at rocks.
Well, all I'm saying, I'm going to do it again. I'll make another one and be a lot better.
Maybe you can bring it in for
us. I've learned my lesson.
Can you tweet out a picture about that?
I'll try it. I'll try to tweet one out.
Right. We appreciate that.
Anything else happened this week? Don, you've been kind of quiet this episode besides the opening.
What the hell do you mean I've been quiet this episode? I feel like I haven't been quiet.
I did have something else minor while we're still, before we go to some of the topics.
Can you let him insult me for the fifth time today?
I'll let him finish insulting you, then I'll go on.
Go ahead. Am I being too quiet?
Being a little quiet this episode. A little quiet. And Don's mic is off. I saw it.
That is.
Now he's just going to yell the whole time.
I'm just a little tired, Tony.
I talked to you about this somewhat in the week, Tony, because I'm trying to start my training and eating better. I'm not trying to do a weird diet because I know I'm not going to follow it and I'm going to bomb out. When you follow a weird diet every other day, you might as well not do it. So I decided to just eat at home and make my own food and do it right. And for the most part, I did pretty good. But what I am finding is, and I asked you this, but I'll ask Don as well. When you go on vacation,
tacos,
or anywhere else, I mean, even just like, hey, I'm going to a store that I run, and I'll be in a city I'm not normally in, or an area I'm not normally in.
Yeah.
Do you plan ahead of time what food you're going to eat?
Absolutely not.
Oh God, I do. For everything. You don't either?
No.
If you're not, you're like I'm doing a fun run in Georgia. You don't look ahead of time and see like what awesome food you can find in that area.
No. Oh, okay. You mean that? You mean
like restaurants in the area?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what. Like I we turned found, my entire trip like, into. You know,
because we went to the Outer Banks and we found a restaurant that you know that guy Guy Fieri or whatever.
Yeah.
But we didn't go there because of him because we don't follow him or anything like that. But it was a very highly rated restaurant, and yeah, we went there. And I did not want to eat there because it looked really really weird when we went in because it was like you know. It just looked like a small little mom and pop type of restaurant. The food was the most amazing food I've ever eaten in my life.
I'm sure.
But yes, we'll do that type of stuff. Yeah.
But I don't do it just for vacation. I do it for like everything.
What do you mean?
Like if I know, for example, if I know I have to go to, we talked about off the air that I have to go to this Target by my office.
Yeah.
I know what restaurants are around that Target and I will go, well, if I have to go to Target, then I'll go to X place and get something disgusting.
Do you look it up ahead of time?
No, if I go somewhere and I know I'm going to be there for something, I already know what restaurants are there, I'll find the worst thing I could possibly eat and focus on that.
Yeah, like by the way, Elevation Burger, by the way.
It's very good, but there's one right across the street from me now.
Okay. If I'm going to visit my parents, I'll automatically stop at Gino's Steaks, Cheese Steaks, and get a cheesesteak. It's like a, it's part of the trip. Like Geno? I can drive a totally different way. Is it Geno's or Gino's?
I've called it Geno's, but it's Geno's. Fantastic cheesesteak, by the way.
Oh, one of the greatest cheesesteaks around, yeah.
Friday, we're going to do cheesesteak at the Geno's. We're going to do
some golf at the
nine holes at the putt putt, and then we'll play poker by ourselves.
This will be awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, but you do that when you travel all over.
I do it when I go to work. I do it when I need to get gas.
To get gas.
Yeah, I'll make sure I go to a gas station. Something I want to eat.
Do you ever like say to yourself, "I'm going to deviate and not go to this gas station because it's directly on the way home"? I'm going to go a little out of the way.
I've totally done it. Easily.
There's a place that I could go to if I went to this gas station.
Here's a great example.
I could use the excuse that I went to this gas station and I could go to this place.
I used to live in Baltimore, more or less, in the Catonsville area right outside of Baltimore. And I work in Chevy Chase, which is on the western side of D.C.
By the way, Chevy Chase, comedian or comedic actor? Just kidding. Go ahead. All right. Hey, everybody.
Wow. But I would go to work and I would drive all the way over to the Odenton area. Maybe once every couple weeks, because there was a gas station that had an incredible breakfast burrito.
It's not even close.
No, I would drive an extra half an hour out of the way to get a breakfast burrito.
That's 20 minutes out of the way.
Yep, I've done it. I do it fairly regularly.
By the way, which one is it in Odenton?
It's the one in the Piney Orchard, that little gas station there.
Oh, the BP?
Has an incredible breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
It comes with smoked sausage in it.
And by the way, that's even further out of the way. That's not even jumping on Route 3 and saying, you know what, I'm going to go around the belt.
No, I had to take 32.
Route 3,
and,
you took 32, way 175,
and then I'd
170,
come back 295.
Back roads up to 3, up to 50, back
it's
around.
It's easily a half an hour with no traffic out of the way.
Easily. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. The point of that is I did pretty good this week by not doing anything, but I pretty much bombed out yesterday because I found a brand new barbecue place right by my house.
Really?
And it's awesome.
What place is that?
It's called Rusty's. It's just a guy in a trailer.
Yeah.
It's the best. I know that place. It's some of the best ribs I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I got an order of ribs and a brisket sandwich and one of each side. And I took it home to share with my wife, and she had a bite of each, and I ate everything else.
I crashed my car into a bridge, and I don't care.
I didn't lose any weight this week, I'm going to blame it on Saturday.
All right, wrapping up another episode of Radio for Winners for this week. Don, where can they find us?
Hey, you know what? If you want to send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Did you fix your Twitter?
Not yet.
All right, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, at DonRFW, Jeremy, Delish
Baloney. At Delish Baloney.
Don't know how to spell any of that, but wonderful. Tony, you're going to, one day Tony will figure out his Twitter. But follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners, and please leave us some feedback on the iTunes. We would love to have that.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
I've been lost in the rhythm and misinformed. Too many late nights hitting the liquor store. Too many bad decisions, half-ass attempts. No sweat, no fear, no blood, no tears. I go hard, and I ain't making up no excuse. I'm overdue, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Cause if you think about it, man, we're supposed to lose. It ain't all picture perfect ocean views. Nope, I was a first class rookie, taking out bullies in my all black hoodie. Man, a mystery, you know the history. Get it or forget it, cause poof, I'm out of here.
It's gonna be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right. This is, it's got off to an amazing start again.
Amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.